Yeah, the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week did a terrific job for us with the opening kickoff against Green Bay. He's done a great job throughout the season.
We have him coming up on the show shortly, and I'm going to talk to him about his inclusion in the offense. At the midway point of the season, is it a work in progress with a rookie like that?
It is in some ways, you know, as he's making the adjustment to the National Football League defensive backs, the different type of coverages that he's getting, and then along with learning a new system. So he's coming along, and we do want to get him more involved in our offense going forward.
With the game against Dallas today, the Cowboys have given up a massive amount of yardage defensively, given up a bunch of points. How does your offense work against their defense, do you think?
We think we match up fairly well with some of the things that they're doing in the secondary as well as what they're doing up front. So we're hoping we can take advantage of some things we've seen on tape.
What about your defense versus Tony Romo?
Tony is a very good quarterback. He has his interceptions down now, has an excellent wide receiver in Dez Bryant. But we got to figure out a way to, you know, make him uncomfortable, and that's what we're going to try to do on Sunday.
Well, that Jason Whitney's kind of been an underrated player all of his career. He's a very sturdy, solid tight end, but you never hear him with Tony Gonzalez, Jimmy Graham, Antonio Gates. All he does is go out in there and do well.
Well, we respect him a lot, Paul. He's a tremendous tight end, pro bowler, NFL man of the year a year ago. So he's a fantastic player and a great person as well, but we're well aware of his talent.
We have some Vikings film coming up momentarily, but first, our question for the head coach. If you would like to submit a question for Leslie Frazier, go to Vikings.com and the media vault. This one comes from @struck61. Leslie, how would you assess the play of middle linebacker Aaron Henderson through the first half of the season? He leads you guys in tackles and tackles for loss.
He seems to be getting better as the year has gone on, Paul. Early on, you know, it was so much new learning for him coming from the outside linebacker spot, but he's become much more comfortable, much more in control as our linebacker, being the captain of our defense. And he's gotten more comfortable. As he's gotten more comfortable, he's become a better player.
10 tackles for loss for Aaron Henderson, number 50. Let's take a look at some positive Vikings film from the game against Green Bay.
Paul, let's take a look at some of the key moments in our football game from Sunday night against Green Bay. Great job on the opening kickoff by Cordero Patterson. Did a terrific job. Now, this is 109 yards. You can see his foot is almost out of bounds.
Yeah.
He's as deep as you can be in the end zone. And we get some great blocks, starting with Joe Berger. Does a great job there with Robert Blandon as well. You can see Toby doing a great job of leading up. You know, even Joe Webb does a terrific job on the outside of sealing his guy. Great blocking, but this cut by Cordell, showing the great vision that he has, and then running through a tackle and saying, I'm not going to let the kicker catch me. I'm going to outrun the kicker, and he does.
And you activated Gerald Hodges, and it paid off in the first play.
No doubt about it. He did a terrific job, you know, and the guys are going in the end zone to celebrate. Great way to start the game. It was very difficult at times to get a hand on their quarterback, Rodgers. But this is one of those occasions where we were able to get good coverage and find a way to get him on the ground. And he can be very slippery and elusive when he's in the pocket. He's trying to get out of things, and LaTroy Guyon does a good job of getting his hands on him and getting him to the ground. And you can see Mr. Raymond coming in to finish him off as well. So good job of getting that sack, which is not easy to do against that quarterback. This is before the half. We have a chance to try to finish the half with a score. We run a draw play to Adrian.
Gutsy play call.
Great play call. Catches him a little bit off guard. And just see from the end zone, a terrific effort that Adrian gives. Great block by Brandon Fusco, being able to seal his guy. Good job by John Sullivan as well. And then Adrian pretty much does the rest on his own. Runs through 2-3 tackles at the goal line. Great effort.
Ragnar loved it.
Yes, great job.